50 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Tens of thousands of Boeing machinists are on strike after widely rejecting a contract endorsed by the company and union leaders. This Boeing machinist:
if they can pay a CEO $33 million a year, is that the best they can really do?
Boeing offered a 25% raise over 4 years. That's well short of the union's demand. Former President Trump:
as everyone saw 2 nights ago, we had a monumental victory over comrade Kamala Harris in the presidential debate,
saying he won't debate Harris again, and he unveiled a new plan to eliminate taxes on overtime pay. Cleanup in Louisiana after what was Hurricane Francine left behind significant damage and triggered widespread flooding. Topic: Ukraine, as British Prime Minister Keir Starmer visits President Biden at the White House today. They're considering loosening restrictions on Kyiv using Western missile hardware to strike deeper into Russia. This is ABC News. Firefighters used 50,000 gallons of water to put out the flaming battery of a Tesla semi-truck.
The Tesla Big Rig lithium-ion battery fire happened after a crash a month ago on Interstate 80 near Emigrant Gap, California, says the National Transportation Safety Board. A Tesla employee was driving, not hurt. Firefighters say the fire reached 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit. Aircraft dropped firefighting chemicals on the area around the truck. The highway was closed for 15 hours for the batteries to cool down. The NTSB says after investigating, it'll issue safety recommendations.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Justin Timberlake set to appear in a New York courtroom today. Sources say the pop star will plead guilty to driving while intoxicated in the Hamptons last June. He's expected to pay a fine. New York Governor Kathy Hochul is getting a small skin cancer removed from her nose today. And they're handing out the Emmy Awards Sunday night. Father and son Dan and Eugene Levy hosting the ceremony, airing live on ABC. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm. From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live. Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Water levels are low on the Mississippi River. That's making things tough for shippers and Wisconsin farmers. Jimmy Kuska reports.
The USDA says that grain shipping is being limited, especially around St. Louis, as officials deal with water levels as low as they've been the last 2 years. In the last week of August alone, grain shipping dropped 17%. The effects will mostly be felt by farmers, with costs up 57% compared to the three-year average. Costs this year are up 8% over last year. I'm Jimmy Kuska.
The Waukesha County executive is diagnosed with a rare form of cancer. Paul Farrow says he plans to keep working through his chemotherapy treatments. Farrow's been Waukesha County executive since 2015. Before that, he served in the state legislature. He announced the news to the public in a YouTube video this week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
History is made for the Brewers' youngest player. Hi, I'm Jimmy Kuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Jackson Churio became the first 20-year-old to hit 20 home runs and steal 20 bases in a season during Milwaukee's 3-0 win over San Francisco Thursday night. Milwaukee leads the NL Central by 9 games with 16 games to play. The Brewers are in Arizona this weekend for a 3-game series beginning tonight. The Green Bay Packers take on Indianapolis this Sunday, and they'll be starting Malik Willis at quarterback with Jordan Love out of action with an MCL sprain. Head coach Matt LaFleur said that Love is working towards returning soon.
He's going to do everything he can to be out there, and we'll give him the week.
LaFleur added that Love has been at practice helping out this week.
Yeah, he's been out there at practice and been engaged, knows every play call, is always coaching up Malik, coaching up Sean, is doing a good job with it.
Both the Packers and Colts are looking for their first win. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny today, highs in the low 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 62. Partly sunny Saturday, highs near 82. And 65, the low Saturday night. Mostly sunny for Sunday, 83. Sunny Monday, and a high near 83.
It's 57 at our studios.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer at 10:33 from the Recombobulation Area. Hour number two. If you know some young wannabe aviators, young eagles, don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning! Happy Friday to you. Happy Friday.
Great weather.
Great time of year.
Oh, and this weekend is going to be just, I mean, besides the game.
Wear my Badger shirt in honor of a Badgers knocking off Alabama.
Oh, right.
Greenbow, why don't you go back to Greenbow, Alabama?
I what's the point spread on that?
I don't know.
No, it's a lot.
Can I be honest with you? You're feeling a little bit.
What's that?
You're failing somewhat.
How so?
In your quest, you were going to be our gambler guy.
You know what? I couldn't yesterday. I just want to tell you my excuse. I knew you were going to ask me that this morning. I said to you yesterday afternoon, I'm going to go out to the casino,
yes,
play some bets, and get the score sheet. I'm doing it this afternoon, but we're not going to be able to hear about it. Yesterday afternoon was crazy. It just was. I had two interviews here for my show on Sunday, which is going to be good. It's the 90th District, which is the city of Green Bay, mostly. And I had both candidates and I don't want to have them here at the same, I like a little space between.
I agree.
Sometimes the hallway can get a little ugly.
I agree.
Fun stuff though. That's like, yeah, that's like Doug Llewellyn. You can have me out in the lobby talking to when they come out. So how did the interview go?
Yeah, you're right.
And I don't want people listening because, you know, it's a tape show, right?
Yeah,
I tape it.
Yeah.
So it plays on Sunday. So that took up some time. Then I had to work at the shelter last night, so.
But I thought we were going to have our sheet here today.
I know. Sorry, that won't happen. I don't think it'll happen again. But
okay.
What? It's 1 week.
Listen to something. 16. I've got a text here for you, Mayor Jim. Did you lay some money down on the Badgers to cover tomorrow?
Yeah,
15. Is it 15 or 16?
Underdogs.
Yeah.
New Alabama coach.
I wouldn't do that.
Huh?
That's a good question. The answer is I don't have that kind of money.
Okay. All right.
Lies.
You think they're going to cover it? You think they're going to? Alabama's going to beat them by more than 16 and a half.
I think they are. Unfortunately, yeah,
I do.
Badgers haven't, played two mid-major teams, and Alabama is Alabama.
One could argue they haven't played anybody, but I know they didn't.
Yeah, they didn't look all that great against anybody yet anyway.
But I do. I feel... This isn't going to happen. I have to block out gambling, like in the old days. I have to block out a time, like Thursdays at 2 o'clock.
I think we should each say $50 a week we're going to bet. And we could spread that out over, two games, 25 apiece or whatever.
17, that's serious money.
We're going to win some, you would assume.
Right, I'm always looking out for you.
always looking out for my
one. That's it, yeah.
But I tell you, I think we're going to go out there Thursdays at 2.
All right.
I have to schedule something, or else I'm not going to do it. I really had every intention of
going
out
there. So have you seen the Packer over-under?
No.
I have not either.
I'll look it up. There's something on our phone. I'll look that up at break. But I am going out there. I'm leaving early today.
I know. I was going to tell you. So Packer, I did the Kakana VFW golf tournament last night.
Right.
The auction. Brett Favre autographed helmet. They asked me, what do you think? I said, boy, this could go all over the table.
Right. That's who's in the audience thing.
Yeah. How much?
Todd?
I think he's still pretty hot. I do. I'd say 600.
I would say maybe two.
Right in the middle. 350. That's about as low as I've had one.
I mean, because we used to go to those all
the time.
$1,000
sometimes. Right. Yeah. I was surprised. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's going to someday be worth a lot. You know what I mean? That happens. Well, that's
okay. Now,
that's
okay. Now we got to talk about something ethically or morally. I guess this would be
coming from. Okay, let me hear that. Okay. This is weird. I got to hear.
No, you this time can't be the judge though. Todd has to be the judge.
All right, let's hear.
It's gonna be you against me on some.
Ooh. Okay.
I feel really bad about this.
Oh man.
Okay. So anyway, I do that the banquet the other night.
Oh, I was gonna go check, make sure you didn't hit my car. Okay. No. Go ahead.
I did the banquet the other night, law enforcement banquet.
Yeah, it was fun.
Okay. They always give me something really cool. Okay. This year they gave me one of those Blackstone grills.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Beautiful.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They're nice.
So, but I'm like, wow, geez, that's wonderful. It's awfully nice. You know, I've got a grill at home and got one at the camp. And I was asking you guys if, you know, okay. So anyway.
Finish that. You're asking us what? You guys want it? You guys want it?
You offered it to me.
You offered it to me. He goes, look, you want this thing? And I said, well, you know, where's it at with my car? It's really heavy. And okay, so there was more to that part of it. Are you done with giving it away? Okay.
No. Well, no. Yeah. So anyway, so here's the deal. So when you said, hey, we're doing a fundraiser for the community shelter, how about you donate for that? I'm like, sure.
Right.
Okay. But it's still in my car.
And I went back and told everybody.
Yeah, I know.
And they like, yo, that guy's great. I'm like, well, I wouldn't say that, but he is donating a grill. Okay.
So last night I'm doing the auction for the VFW, and that exact grill is one of the auction items.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, holy cow, what is this? And they're like, well, it's a skillet grill or whatever they call it. It's for cooking like eggs and all this vegetables. I'm like, oh my God, that's awesome.
It says that right on the box that's in the back seat of your car.
Okay, it was dark that night. You saw that?
No, whatever.
It was totally dark, Jim.
It says 28 inches. Okay. All right, anyway.
So it'd be like great for cooking shrimp on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
it's a grill.
Vegetables.
It's a griddle. Mm-hmm.
All vegetables and shrimp, healthy stuff. So I'm thinking about possibly reneging on my offer, and I need Todd kind of.
To the homeless shelter?
Yeah. But I just, Todd, could you step in here for a sec?
How much did it go for?
I want to say between $650 and $700.
Okay, well.
The retail price is $300.
There's an easy out on that,
Jim. What is it?
Write a check to the homeless shelter for $650.
Not so easy, Jim.
I lost my checkbook in 1984.
Yeah.
So I do want to throw this at you.
Okay.
Because I have.
Now I feel bad.
I have a. One that, you know, you can put up and take down and whatever.
Yes.
Not quite as nice as the one you're talking about. They're great, but there's a lot of upkeep with them.
Somebody told me that last night. You really got to clean them.
Yeah, because every time you use it, you're going to have rust on it, just like you would like a, you know, iron skillet and stuff like that. And you got to clean that all off, and then you've got to season it. And it's nice to have, but it's kind of a pain in the butt.
Okay.
I will tell you this, all summer, I've not used it once.
Really?
Because it's just easier to turn on the other grill,
burn
off just all the stuff stuck on there.
Yeah, like we were talking with the guy the other day. Yep.
So you would have two grills on your deck?
If he kept it, yes.
Yes.
Mm. I don't think that, Chris, I don't know, I've never been to your house, but neighbors, isn't that kind of like weird to have, anyway, whatever.
Possibly. It might be like back in the days when the picture tube went on the TV and you had two TVs in the living room. Kind of like that look.
Well, you know, you've got to live with yourself, so you decide.
Well, that's a little bit of a, what's that called? Passive, hostile, whatever.
Passive-aggressive.
Passive-aggressive. Yeah. Wow. Don't worry about it. You can live with that in your conscience. It's fine.
That is passive aggressive, man.
Dude, Jim, you're talking to Mino.
Yeah.
The guy doesn't really have a conscience.
Right,
you know?
Right,
like,
yeah.
I would just say to you, honestly, really think about how often you'd really use it.
Okay.
Because it is, when you do use it, it's great, but.
Okay.
Ours, for the shelter, and we have the Bowl-a-thon coming up, and we have it's a silent auction, so maybe it won't go for as much because live auction always brings more money.
Yeah.
So maybe I could get you off for $500 or something if you're thinking of writing a check in lieu of. Which
I'll make you a deal.
Okay.
I'm going to get you both off the hook.
Okay.
If Mino decides not to donate it, the station will donate one to the shelter.
Wow.
All right. Well, now that's...
Wow.
Okay. I'm gonna step up. I'm going to be the man in the room.
Wow. And get it done. How cool is that?
Thank you, Dad.
Wow. That doesn't make me look like a... Can you do a quick poll? I want to make sure if my people here.
I think I'm
does
I'm,
this make people... Does oh. this make me look like a bad person? Because I reneged on a gift I was going to give to the homeless shelter.
If it was to me... You wouldn't have any conscience at all with that.
Right.
And if I said, look, because you offered me that grill a couple times yesterday.
And I'm like,
no, I don't want that.
Got a couple of texts already. Brian says, I bought my smaller black, took his smaller black stone to a sandblaster this spring to re-clean it.
Wow. Okay?
And well, then Nikki Z says, Mino giveth and taketh away.
Now she's going to fit right in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think that makes me a bad person.
They're homeless people trying to get
and we got them covered. They're covered now, right?
You're covering them. I'm not letting John totally off the hook from the an ethical moral, but you're lucky Todd's in the room, I guess.
I say that all the time.
We kind of do.
We got a great guest, great lineup for you today, folks. We got Jake Vanderplas.
Notice how he switches the subject. Okay, go ahead.
As quick as possible. No, that's called a pivot. I learned that in the debate the other night. Tell us yes or no. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That debate, they should have a school for debate moderators.
I would love to be one.
But you really have to listen.
They don't,
and they ask a question. They, as you say, pivot. They don't answer the question, and they go on to the next one.
And they move on. They just allow it.
And I went to that mayoral debate. I told you that because I'm sending them texts. I'm like, ask this. And, you know, and they're like, well, you know, we know what we're doing. We're the League of Women Voters or whoever sponsored that. But to go to get schooled in a debate, I think you could sell that. I think you could market that as I'm a great debate moderator. And what makes you so great? Well, first of all, I don't want them off the hook without answering the question.
Right.
Secondly, when their time's up, their time's up.
Yeah, I thought they were supposed to shut their mics off. Nope, that didn't work.
Guy didn't show up.
We got Jake Vanderplas, DC Farm for Vets, Honey Harvest event coming up tomorrow.
He's great. That's
Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine, talk about how I tweaked something to my calf.
That's not why he's coming in. Mm. He's coming in to talk about what they do for youth sports and community.
That too. Ted Stefaniak, talk about our big game tonight, what's going on in high school football. And then at 8 o'clock, Dennis, of course, from the Glam Band will be joining us, along with former Green Bay Packer quarterback, the Magic Man, Don Majkowski.
That's going to be great.
That is.
And then Kevin Burkle will be in here to talk about what they've got going on over at One Block Over. And Amelia Ford is our music series guest, brought to you by the Heights Pub and Parlor.
It's going to be fun. This is a great show. I won't be here for all of it because I've got to. I'm going to listen to you, though. I'm going to listen to it.
All right. We got to start a quick break. Back. Get it started right after this.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
From the Lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac Counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Save communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Bear here on a great looking Friday. Man, when I was driving to the to Van Hobbles last night, which I'm not proud of, but anyway.
What's back to the grill?
87, huh? No. I walked. Want to see how far I walked yesterday? I walked.
No.
So yesterday, Jim, we were both here around noontime, you and I. And when you left, I left not long after you. And
12,000 steps.
That's great.
Here comes Johnny. He had been out for a walk, you know, t-shirt, all sweat, right?
Really?
All
right. Yep. Good.
He had the Mino Sheen on his arms and his legs.
Yep.
Yeah, you missed that.
Yeah.
Darn.
You missed that, Jim.
This segment brought to you by Mino Sheen.
Actually, that's a good name. It's if they'd know you, they would. Yeah, that would be a deterrent. But anyway, that's all right. Good. I'm glad you're doing that, John, because they, you know, you're on the clock. We talked about that. Average age someone born the year you were born is what did I say, 73 or 74?
Yeah.
And, you know, but this walking you're doing, I think that might extend that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's still, everybody's complaining about Social Security because it's not funded right. Well, Social Security, people are living 16 years longer than when they started that.
So here's what I was getting at.
Okay.
Here's what I was getting at.
Yeah.
So I got on the scale. I was so happy. You know, 224, you know, down 9 pounds. Everything's good. So I go to do that auction last night, Van Hobbles. They pay me in chicken. I told you I was going to.
That's right.
And you even said, I'd love some, but then saying, no.
Right.
But I've got it in my refrigerator, and I made it until like, 11:30 when I was going to bed last night. I'm just literally walking past the refrigerator, and it's like, one little piece. Is it going to hurt?
One little bag.
Remember that guy? Remember I told you about the guy at the NHL where he was
right.
to get checked, to get cleared back to the NHL, and he's right. like, just one Jack and Coke's just, not going to hurt.
Right, you're just
and the next
one
morning
thigh away.
Yeah, honest to God. And it's like one more won't hurt.
And then was it like alcohol?
You
couldn't zero. Stop?
No. Oh, yeah, well, that.
No,
yeah,
that's but, what I'm saying.
It's not
is
like
it,
I
you
was
just,
those things.
Uh-uh. You just didn't have one and go to bed.
Right.
You just, it was like that guy.
You know what the worst eating is?
That's a problem.
When you stand up, when you just stand there by the refrigerator, and it's so easy to just reach right back in and grab another piece.
Do you leave the door open?
Sometimes. <Yeah. laughs> I was eating cold deep fried chicken. Oh. Or not deep, what's it called?
Roasted
chicken.
Yeah.
With mayonnaise on it.
Okay, did you get on the scale this morning?
Yes.
And?
I'm very disappointed in myself.
How much?
227.
And what did you weigh yesterday?
After running, I woke up yesterday 225.
Yeah, but that's just the food weight.
I hope so. But it's just disappointing.
You know what, John? You know, you've got a problem. What you have to do, and I've been through this with, and I'll give you this for free. I might spend thousands.
With your personal trainer?
No. This is other people.
Right.
You fell off the wagon even before you ate. You should have never brought that home.
Here's what I was going to do.
You bring it into the house. It's just a matter of time.
I had a plan in my mind, though. I was going to take all the skin off and then just cut off the chicken parts and then make chicken salad.
Okay.
No one in this studio this morning, not one of us, would take the skin off
I
the
thought
chicken.
About right. that. That was my plan.
However, what you should have, if that was your plan and if that wouldn't have you go into your binge eating that you did at 11:30 with mayonnaise, you should have sent it back to the kitchen and said, look, man, and they'll do that. They'll just say, would you take the skin off? Yeah, no problem, man. I'll do that for you. So you made a lot of mistakes. You should have one of those people that you call before you eat.
Yeah.
like AA. It's like, just make me one promise.
Yeah.
I don't care what else you do, but one promise. Before you have another piece of chicken, I want you to call me first. And then you get on the phone and they talk you off the cliff. I don't know who you're going to call.
I had two banquets. I had back-to-back roasted chicken at two of the best roasted chicken places you'll find.
I agree.
So that's pretty tough to, you know, it's not like,
well,
You know, oh, we're having a spaghetti thing. Oh, I can do without.
But if, yeah, it's tough. And the worst thing would everyone would lose is if you just say, look, I can't do banquets because I can't control my, my eating. That would not be good.
No, but it would almost be true. Yeah.
Now, wouldn't you end up at one of these places down here? No, John, it's bigger than that. It's not. Right. You know, I don't. You can. I'll give you the guy's card. It's like $300 an hour or something. It's expensive, but he can help you.
$300 an hour?
I think it was maybe it was yeah. Two, it was a lot. It was a lot
to talk to you if you're going to eat.
Well, it's yeah. It just. I think a good. Well, I don't know. I mean, let's look at how much is a good psychiatrist.
I don't know. I've only gotten
how
to bad
ones.
How much
is it bad? I was just going to say.
That's, those are called bartenders.
Todd and I watched too many of the same old movies.
No, I don't know. Right. Anyway, but yeah, it's... Hey, look, I'm with you on that. I'm worried about this upcoming week.
Well, I was worried about this past week, and then I got a high school football game tonight, and I always go to the concession stand. Because I always like to just donate them money. Maybe I won't do that tonight. Maybe I'll make a stand and not do that. Maybe that's what. And then I got a wedding tomorrow where there's going to be crazy food.
Yep.
It's tough sometimes.
It is. And I told you, my wife's going to be gone for a week.
Yeah.
That's tough. And Milton won't rat me out. So yeah. I can do kind of what I want.
Yeah. No. Wow. Anyway, today is Friday the 13th.
It, you know what? I was reading this morning. There is some bad stuff that's happened on Friday the 13th. Like.
Is that why it got the connotation?
Well, I don't know how it started. I didn't really look at that. I was just looking at, is it a bad day? But, you know, there's two plane crashes on Friday the 13th. some weather thing. It was just, there's...
All right.
But then you can look at any day and good things happen and bad things happen. But anyway, that was...
Got a nice text here for somebody who wants to help out. Jim, give me a call before you enter a casino. I will charge only $150 an hour and I will take match play. So there you go. You get that going for you.
Okay. We got our friends that are listening. I love that. Thank you. I'll just text your number.
Stand up to cancer day. Very nice. Bald is beautiful day. Very nice. Chocolate day. Peanut day. Blame somebody else day. Hug your boss day.
That ain't going to happen.
Yeah, that didn't happen. I think that's old. Hey. Before sexual harassment.
What did the doc say? Doc says, you're going to die.
Exactly.
Ben Savage Day, or Ben Savage, rather, is 44. Is that the kid from the Wonder Years?
His younger brother, yes.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Tyler Perry is 55. Never really got him.
I like some of his Madea stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, a little bit.
Jeffrey Ross is 59.
He's kind of the roast master now at all those.
Oh, that's right.
Those
that's
roasts
right.
and stuff.
And Peter Cetera is 80?
80 years old.
Wow.
Mm.
Wow. Wow.
So this bald is beautiful day.
Yeah.
Do you know, that's not going to happen to you. You have good head of hair. Or me. Is that in your family? Do you?
Not too much.
No, we don't even have that. Yeah.
No.
I think I'd have a hard time with that.
I know I would.
You know?
It could still happen to me. It could still happen.
Well,
that's why I'm not going to be shown.
That's nice. They have
when
a,
I'm dead.
They have a day to honor them.
Well, you think about that though. I mean, that used to be such a stigma, and then you have somebody like a Michael Jordan
that
who shaves his head, and all of a sudden, you know what?
Right, he's the man.
He's cool.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm doing like Michael Jordan. Yeah,
that is true.
I mean, he was the first guy to really, you know, embrace it
and say, "Look,
I'm a young guy, and I don't, you know, I could grow hair, but nope, I'm going to do it this way."
Right. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
so I just turned on my headset. I wasn't listening because I was on the phone. What about your hair?
No, we're just talking about today is bald is beautiful day.
Okay.
And I was asking Johnny if baldness runs in his family because his hair is getting very thin. And
I don't think it's bad.
Where did that come from?
I didn't say that.
Where did that come from?
He wasn't listening, so I thought I had a little sizzle to
maybe
my story.
It is, but I still you can't bring that up. So anyway, Todd,
yeah,
that's why when I die,
yeah,
I will not be shown.
Why?
Because I know that it'd get my hair all screwed up and they'd it wouldn't be good.
But wouldn't Dom That's take a, care of that for you?
I don't trust him. I really don't trust
get
him.
Out that.
Yeah.
Get out that. Remember the guy that would go through the airport? That
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Bears are plentiful here in Wisconsin this year, as there are over 24,000 of them. I'm Ben Jarb with the Midwest Farm Report, and Randy Johnson, a large carnivore specialist with the state, explains how to best prevent human-bear conflicts. And we'll have that story coming up right after this message.
This is the sound of corn pests wreaking havoc on your crops. This is the sound of a channel field protected by Bayer's trait technology. With the RNAi technology of SmartStax Pro, the all-in corn rootworm fighter, and VT4 Pro, Bayer's widest spectrum of defense, you can stay one step ahead of ever-changing pest pressure. Find the right corn trait for your fields at channel.com/corntraits. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Randy Johnson is here to explain how to best prevent a human-bear conflict.
If somebody has, you know, bears in the vicinity of the backyard, things like taking down bird feeders, making sure your trash is secure and put away, basically eliminating any of those food attractants goes a long, long way in preventing any kind of bear conflicts. Like I said, bears and livestock conflicts are pretty rare. And usually more dependent on the behavior of a specific bear than anything. And then, you know, the agricultural damages, that can be really variable as well. Specific to the beehives, you know, and chicken coops, things like that for that matter, oftentimes electric fences can be very effective.
If you're off hiking in the woods and come across a bear, Randy Johnson says a good rule of thumb is to remain 100 yards away if at all possible. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at your ag news right after this.
Corn rootworm is a ruthless pest, which is why Bayer is relentless in its innovation. SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology is here. With an RNAi-based mode of action unlike anything that's come before, plus two proven BT traits, it's innovation that equals the strongest biotech defense in medium to high corn rootworm pressure environments from Bayer. Talk to your seed dealer about defending like a pro with SmartStax Pro technology. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Copyright 2024 Bayer Group. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo from the Midwest Farm Report. And remember to follow along with us on all things agriculture by downloading our app, The Farm. You can download it at thefarmwi.com. And now let's take a look at the ag news for today. The Farm Wisconsin Discovery Center will be opening a new corn maze in conjunction with their Fall Fest on September 21st. Also, California has their first confirmed bird flu cases, and Jenny Wackerhauser, a broker analyst with EverAg, says this could lessen the supplies and keep the market in an upwards direction. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny today, highs in the low 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 62. Partly sunny Saturday, highs near 82. And 65, the low Saturday night. Mostly sunny for Sunday, 83. Sunny Monday, and a high near 83.
It's 57 at our studios.
Host your private event at one of the most premier event spaces in downtown Green Bay. At Heights Pub and Parlor, we provide parties with an unforgettable experience by blending historic and modern elegance into one atmosphere. Enjoy our second-story parlor while you experience superb service from a personal bartender and handcrafted meals by our kitchen. Plus, you can enjoy the third-story loft to relax and enjoy close company. Schedule your private event today, as 2024 events are filling out fast. Follow us on Facebook or head to heightsgb.com to find out how.
Wisconsin is the home of heroes. Blase Hoof Trimming in Kewaunee recognizes all of our local military members. A world of thanks to those who serve and their families for securing peace and prosperity for our country. Freedom rings because of your great sacrifice. Brave hearts who continue to lay down their own lives to protect and defend ours. At Blase Hoof Trimming in Kewaunee, we love our freedom, so we support our troops. We are free thanks to our brave.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store, and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app.
Download it today.
Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Friday. Great looking Friday out there. 58 degrees in Green Bay, 63 in Appleton, 63 in Oshkosh. You're listening to 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS in Oshkosh, and, of course, the Civic Media app. We love talking to folks that get up early in the morning and they get stuff done.
But if they don't, downloading things is great.
Yes.
You can listen to us anytime. Right?
Yes. Just well, Civic Media app. And, I was leading into guys that get up early and get stuff done.
And then you were going to say.
I was leading into our guest, yeah.
Oh, that.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm
sorry. I was leading.
That's quite interesting. All right.
I'll be Jake, out of here pretty soon.
Jake, sorry, man. Blew that one.
That's all right. No worries.
Jake Vandenplas, DC Farm for Veterans. Tell me about your honey harvest event coming up tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. So once a year, we actually pull the honey supers off the honey hives and extract the honey out of those honey supers. And this year, we're going to be doing that on Saturday. Everyone is invited. It is free for police, firefighters, EMS, and veterans. We ask anybody from the public to just make a donation. The quantity of the donation is your call. No set price. But afterwards, we get together and have a meal afterwards. So we do ask that you RSVP, mainly so I make sure I've got enough smoked pork butt. But we have a meal afterwards as well, because it doesn't matter where you are in the world, community is built around food. So we're building our community one step at a time, and this weekend we're going to stack a little bit more to our community with a honey harvest party.
That's awesome what you guys are doing, and the camaraderie is a big part of your event, I'm sure. Tell me a little bit more about the honey harvest. How does that work? Are kids, is it educational, kids welcome? Tell me a little bit more about that. I've never participated in that.
Yeah, kids are absolutely welcome. So before everybody gets here, we do remove the honey supers off the hive, so we're not working directly with any bees. If somebody is interested in doing that, we can get you out here at any time and get you into the honey hives. Usually every Sunday at noon, depending on the packer schedule, is when we actually get into the honey hives. So if you're interested in getting into the honey hives outside of this, we strongly encourage you to do so. And yes, we absolutely want children involved. They're the future. They're the future of farming and all of agriculture.
Right.
So as much as we can get them educated, we're all here for it. We do ask that if you are allergic to bees, probably cancel this mission. there's issues that stem from that.
Right.
And we do try to clear all the bees off the honey hives, but there are still active hives here, so some of them do show up. The likelihood of getting stung is the same as normal. But we take the frames out of the honey supers, and we actually have this really sharp comb that'll go through and scrape the cap off of the actual honey, because as the bees are stuffing that frame full of honey, they'll go through afterwards and put a solid cap in there to kind of store it once that little nut gets full. So we scrape that cap off, and then we actually put it in a small centrifuge, and by hand we spin it, and it spins real fast, and through centrifugal force actually shoots all that honey out. So we try to pick a certain time of the year. Actually, the rule of thumb is you watch the goldenrod. The goldenrod is actually the last flower in northeast Wisconsin here, in Wisconsin entire, that actually blooms. Hmm. So that goldenrod is actually the last food source for the bees. So that's when you see that starting to bloom. That's our signal that we want to start getting the honey harvested off of the hives, so that the bees can start storing honey for themselves and survive the winter.
Hey, Jake, can you back up a little bit and just talk about, you know, your whole mission that you guys do? I mean, this is a great one-weekend event with the honey harvest tomorrow, but I think that'd be fascinating to see up close and personal. But tell everybody a little bit about it. It's not just getting honey. I mean, you guys work 365 pretty much, don't you?
We try to slow down in wintertime and let the old body take a little break. But
yeah.
Our goal is to actually teach veterans, police, firefighters, and EMS how to grow and store their own food. So whether you're doing a backyard garden or whether you want to get full industrial-sized farming and do this for a living, we want to get you set up. So actually for the 2025 season, we are actually looking for two veterans to actually set up something called a victory garden in their backyards. So after World War I, the United States government designed something called the Victory Garden because a lot of the farmers and stuff were overseas fighting in the wars. So a Victory Garden is 25 by 50 feet, and that should grow about 3/4 of the food a family of five need to sustain themselves for a year.
Wow.
So we want to actually get, yeah. So it's got it all lined out with succession planting, and we want to get at least two veterans in the 2025 season set up with their own Victory Garden. So,
love it.
If you're interested in getting a Victory Garden, please go to our website and send us an email, dcfarmforvets.org.
And it's all right at your facility, right? The Victory Gardens?
No, the Victory Gardens will actually set up on your property.
On their
property?
Okay.
Got a property.
Got it.
Yes.
Okay. So how big does it have to be again? 25 by 50? Okay.
25 by 50 is the traditional Victory Garden. And obviously, depending on the size of your family, we can scale that down. We can scale that to space as well. So if you don't have space for the full 25 by 50 foot, we can do 20 by 30. We can do whatever size is acceptable for the property that you've got.
So you guys would come there and till it and everything.
Say that again?
You guys would come there to till it if there wasn't a garden there to start off with, to chop up the earth?
Yeah. We would get there. We would break ground. If we can get to it yet this fall, that would actually be preferable because then we can get a cover crop down. That's a big thing. Fall prep is actually the most important thing that you can do for a solid spring start. So this fall would be minimal. We'd be breaking ground and getting some old sod ripped off because grass is the biggest pain in the butt to kill off in your garden, especially chemical-free. So if the opportunity arises, we would like to get there this fall, get it tilled, get it cover crops. So you've got proper nutrients in your soil to start off next spring.
That's phenomenal.
That's awesome. You're doing that, Jake. Jake, we were talking yesterday a little bit on we always talk on the show about how to live a longer, healthier quality life. And somebody just said, man, if you got a library and a garden, you're set.
I would second that motion in a heartbeat. Well read and well fed.
Yeah.
That's the way to be.
Right.
Your health and your overall health is critically important. And even your physical health actually affects your mental health. And we don't want to just give a man a fish and feed him for a day. We want to teach a man a fish and feed him for a lifetime. So that's our goal. That's what we want to do. And we've been successful thus far.
And you know, it really is like my great buddy, Cody Krepline, who's he was at the Howard Gardens last night doing his thing with his sloppy hog, who's just great. But a couple of years ago, I was at the Veterans Village, and he brought us just unbelievable number of plants. And we had these big planter boxes that somebody else donated. And I'll tell you what, my guys, our guys, whatever we want to call them, they would be out there. They'd be weeding. They'd be proud of their stuff. They'd bring a bag of it to a neighbor. It was really quite the thing, and it really gave them every morning, every day, something to look forward to, was going out there and checking their plants and their vegetables.
Yeah, it gives us that sense of, and that's one thing that we do a lot here too. So imagine having that sense of feeling of being able to grow something from seed and having this nutrient-dense produce. But one of the things that we do here at DC Farm for Vets is we're part of a very large co-op called Seasonal Harvest. So a vast majority of the stuff that we do produce here on the farm actually ends up going to school systems and other organizations like the United Way and Vivent and other nonprofit organizations to actually feed disenfranchised communities throughout the state of Wisconsin.
That's awesome.
Wow. So when you are coming out here on our Thursday night harvest party, a lot of the stuff that we're harvesting goes specifically to schools. So like this week, we've got orders for Bayview School in Bayport. It's awesome to be able to serve the kids and give nutrient-dense food into the kids, which is why that co-op of Seasonal Harvest, that is their mission, is to get nutrient-dense food into schools. So we're very proud. Very honored to be part of that program as well.
Wow, that's fantastic. Awesome. Jake, tell us again how, if someone wants to, I mean, you do a lot up there. I mean, obviously an event this weekend with the bees, the honey. Hey, do they get to take some of that honey, eat that honey? Because that's got to be the freshest. And
oh, yeah, yeah. Usually everybody that shows up here leaves with at least 1 pound of honey, depending on how much we actually get out of the hives.
Oh.
You know, if there's not enough to go around, that's unfortunately we don't have enough to go around. But, yes, everybody that shows up. And we also put on that meal. And believe it or not, who do you think taught me how to run that smoker for that smoked pork butt? That's Mr. Cody Krepling himself. Oh. Talk barbecue.
So he knows what he's doing.
He knows very well what he's doing. First time I smoked a pork butt, we hit it right out of the park, and it was all because of his guidance. Great guy. Love working with him. And we're very excited to have him as part of our holiday party, too, coming up this December. December, but we'll have some more information on that later.
Outstanding.
But yes, we do want to get honey in people's hands. And we're also, for the meal, we actually got some fresh cheesecake. So we're actually going to take some of that fresh honey and drizzle it over the top of some cheesecake. So if you're going to be part of the party, you can definitely expect some goodness.
What if we don't want to go do the honey, but we just want the meal?
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Deals around 5 o'clock. It's definitely RSVP, one way or the other.
Right. Tell everybody where you are and how to find you.
Yes, DC Farm for Vets is located at 6418 Vignes Road in Sturgeon Bay. If you're coming from the Sturgeon Bay side, you turn by Walgreens on County S, and we're 6 miles out of town. Look for the greenhouses on the right. If you're coming from Algoma, we're about 6.5 miles north. Look for the greenhouses on the left. We do encourage everybody to come out, take a tour of the farm. We want to showcase all the hard work that our veterans and volunteers have done throughout the season. Come see how we can magically grow produce amongst the jungle of weeds.
Yeah, sounds great.
Pretty easy to find. I mean, everybody knows where Walmart is. Right.
So it's one turn.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then do you have like the website?
Yeah. What's your website again, Jake?
Yeah, our website is dcfarmforvets.org. And we actually just, probably about 2 or 3 weeks ago, actually launched a membership in an online store. This is our version of a CSA program. So we're actually looking for about 20 dedicated families that are going to be purchasing produce from us, along with other meat products as well. So with that $10 a month membership fee, that actually gets you access to the online store where you can place an order with all these products. And we'll be able to bring a package down currently Saturday morning to the Green Bay Farmers Market, or you can choose to pick up on the farm itself.
Fantastic.
So on there, we will have chicken available. We'll have beef available in a couple of months here once we get it processed. We'll have lamb available, pork's going to be available, plus all the produce, eggs will be available. So as we start to grow out the infrastructure here, more and more will become available. But we are looking for 20 solid members that are going to be a part of our DC Farm for Vets family.
Is there any qualifications that you got to be a vet, or do you have to be certain?
No, you just got to love good food.
Okay, I'm in. I'm totally in on that. Do we have to drive to Sturgeon Bay to pick the box up, or can we pick it up at the farmer's market on Saturday?
Where's the location? When you buy your membership program, you can choose to pay monthly or you can choose to pay the whole year fee up front. That's your choice. And you can also select to pick up at the Green Bay Farmers Market, or you can select to pick up at the farm stand when you select your membership.
Right.
Not entirely certain if we're going to do the Green Bay Farmers Market next year, but we will have a setup location or pickup point once, maybe even twice a week to drive down there for folks to be able to pick up their program.
That's awesome. DC Farm for Vets. Right? .org. Yeah. Okay, great. And
dcfarmforvets.org.
All right.
Beautiful. You're the man, Jake.
Definitely appreciate it. We look forward to seeing you guys out on the farm one day.
Sounds good.
Also heard that today is Bald's Beautiful Day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Excellent. It's the first time I've been called beautiful in a long time. Okay. So I really appreciate that.
Happy beautiful day to you.
That's what got you on. All right.
Thanks, Jake.
Thank you, gentlemen. We'll talk soon.
You bet. Jake Vanderplas, DC Farm for Vets. That means Door County Farm for Vets. Honey harvest event tomorrow. Sounds fantastic. But I just think that idea, if somebody has the room, well, they'll come in and put in a garden for you.
Yeah.
I think that's cool.
Not targeting the rental market.
No. You got to have some room. 25 by 50
I was thinking about that.
But that would be their max. I guess that's what it was.
Yeah.
You know, they're just going by that old standard.
But when you get something that size, I mean, you're
going to be working it.
You're going to be working, it's a lot of work, but it's also, what do you say, you can feed a family for like nine months?
Three quarters of a year or something. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you garden?
No.
Yeah, I
do.
No, I go out there and pick the stuff, but no, I don't like to do this stuff. But I like it. I mean, it's fresh. Tastes
I love stuff out of a garden.
Yeah.
And I love watching stuff grow. I'm just not that guy to plant and do the whole thing.
If there weren't weeds, I would do it.
Yeah. They get in the way of everything.
They do.
Hate them. But you know what you can use? I'll build you a new propane thing that I had. Remember with that rake?
Yeah. Well.
Down in Tucson to kill. I'll get you one. I'll make you one.
If it would grow the right weeds, I'd be okay with it.
Okay. Here we go. Wow. Quick break. Back after this. When I know that it's white, always the same, it's
just a shame, and that's all. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Jeff Levering here. How are baseball and Pella windows and doors of Wisconsin alike? Pella manufactures all their own products. Baseball teams develop their own players in the minors. Pella tests every product thousands of times to ensure it stands the test of time. A baseball player's ultimate test is to get called up to the big leagues, hoping to play well enough to stay. Right now, at Pella, get as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Certain restrictions apply. It ends September 30th. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter, so help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Hey, right. Welcome back. Just talking about the great things with the direct flights, huh?
You know, so this Allegiant is in Appleton, but that's not that far. I mean, that airport is, what, 25 minutes?
Yeah.
It is just not that far. And they have, their thing is direct flights. The only issue is that it doesn't fly every day, like a Northwest.
Yeah. Delta. Midwest Express. Yeah.
But anyway, it... like you said, you know, she'll leave here, fly to Nashville, grab an Uber to her kid's house, which they live downtown, and she'll be in their living room, you know, hour and a half. He said that's like driving to Marinette.
Yeah. I despise connecting flights.
Well, they, yeah. Despise. It's
so to have a straight flight is just the greatest.
It is. And you can't beat that. It's not that expensive either.
No.
You know, Allegiant, you know.
I like it a lot.
Pay a little bit more to...
Mark, I need you in here early, because we'll do the Mino injury segment first.
Why don't you? Hi, Mark. Good morning. How you doing?
Mark, do I have to prove to you before I walk yesterday?
Okay.
Hang on.
So, Mark, you come in here as a representative of Bell and Sports. You talk about all the good that your organization does for the community.
12657. That was me yesterday.
Okay, tied into something. I just want to say, Mark, we appreciate you being a sponsor, coming in here, educating the community on being healthy and what you do for the youth. But as I warned you last time and the time before that, John always wants a little personal favor.
I wasn't going to bring it up until Todd said, "Where are you limping?" True, Todd?
I did ask.
We would have brought it up anyway.
I didn't notice it right away.
But you were limping this morning.
He was limping, and then he spilled some coffee, and I knew something was up.
Right.
All the way down here.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's probably your quad.
It's my quad. That ain't good.
This is my...
This is great. This music.
This is
Ask
my...
Ask a Billionaire?
This is literally like the medical thing. So whenever John's got a medical question now...
Okay.
Mark. Yeah.
This will be tonight. John Mino and Ted will be doing the... broadcast.
If I could get up the stands
from the track, because
that's what I was gonna say. I might not be able to get up the stands. So what's my cure?
Well, you got to stretch it.
Oh.
Remember we talked
what
about
what did
stretching?
I say? Did you guys, just for the record, a roller, right? He should get on that hard styrofoam roller.
You guys, I'm gonna have to start bringing you guys just basic exercises.
All right,
like a quad stretch. You can just,
is that where you put your leg up on the table? Like, I was never good at those.
That might be a while.
Yeah, I need a couple guys to lift my leg up.
And full and disclosure. Take it down. Full disclosure. I think we talked about this. As my wife knows this, that earlier this year, you know, I was good at getting out and probably warming up and all that kind of stuff. But then there's sometimes people just go out and do these things, and you get into that.
Well, I thought it was such a hot day, you don't really need to.
No, you still need to warm up, you know, and stretch. Because it's like I've literally had to stop on the side of the road, and you learn how to accommodate by holding on to a telephone pole or whatever and stretching your quad or stretching your calf.
Oh, I thought you guys just did that to show off. You
a
know,
little
you
bit,
know,
yeah.
A little, you know, they got the...
Yeah. Okay.
We just hold you for more time, you know.
Yeah. But, okay.
What did Nate say? Nate's probably top of thing. Stretch.
Yeah. He also said...
He just skipped by that.
Yeah. He also said...
just for our listeners, Nate Vanderbest, works at Bellin. He's brilliant. He does a lot. He's a brilliant guy. He is. And he will help people with a personal program. And he put together something for you.
And he said, you know what? With the way you're built, you don't need to stretch.
Nate did not say that.
Nate said that. So, but the problem is...
Was this Nate Vandervest or...
Yeah.
No, my buddy, Nate Dogg. Nate Dogg. I was
back to that bartender psychologist you've seen.
I was halfway back on the trail when it started going. Yeah. And I still had to walk all the way back.
Probably should have stopped. Yeah.
Well, remember we had that discussion the other day.
Yeah,
what do you do if it's lightning and raining really bad in the Fox River Trail? Mm-hmm. Nobody wants you in their yard. I mean, they get signs all over.
That is true.
Yeah.
That, but if it's bad weather, you should make.
But you, John,
but time. I can see getting hurt on the trail. That's
you, John. You just go up, knock on their door, sit. Just go up on their patio.
Really,
sit down.
I'd be okay.
I don't think anyone will have a problem with you.
Right. I don't think. 20 minutes later. I know. Says here, warm up, just like your pre-show warm ups, guys.
Oh, you only need 30 seconds.
Yeah. Here's okay. Here's the other thing. I heard you about, you went to Van Abel's. Yes. Chicken. Yeah. You made it to 11:30, right?
Yes. I'm not even joking.
But here is something I learned. This is, moons ago. Well, one, it's when you get the food. You just don't eat after 7, 8 o'clock. It's tough. We've talked about our position.
I know.
After a game, you want to go have a burger, pizza, whatever.
Yep.
But you know what? At night, start drinking water, like down a full glass of water, and it fills you up. And then you're just like, but I know it is that smell of the chicken that's in there.
Yeah, you get this big bag of roasted chicken, and it was still even warm. You know what I mean? It's like
most water. John, you should have brought it home.
I know.
And John, you were not going to cut that up for a chicken salad.
Yes.
You were going to have. That roasted chicken.
It's lucky the bones survived.
I was at a golf outing.
I swear.
I was at a golf outing the other day.
Chewing those wings.
Out of Brown County, and they walked out with a full pan of chicken. You don't think I was just going to have one?
No.
Yeah.
It's at the Lay's potato chips.
It is.
I have this thing, too. Like, if I have food in the fridge, I feel like I have to eat it. Absolutely. I don't want it to go to waste.
Right. You know? Totally agree. Could not agree more.
And I just cook. For too many people. That's my problem. I don't know how to cook for two people. I don't know. I grew up in a big family and I had kids at home and I have to learn to do that. And I'm with Todd. I don't waste a lot of food.
But I think also, I came from an Italian family. You know what? The other thing I think you have to do though, you have to then portion it out.
Yeah.
You know, we put everything back in the fridge. So then you think I'm just going to have a little bit.
Right.
No.
Yeah,
if you portion out, you said, that's for lunch tomorrow. And that's for dinner. So the portions that you see, now you're not going to.
I threw out a bag of potato chips one time. I can't eat this night. I just rolled it up and just threw it out. I went out and got them out of the garbage. Get this. So I felt bad, but I went and did that. So the next time I did that, you know what I did? Because I don't have
to crunch them up first.
No, I took the soap from the dishwasher.
God.
I poured it over the chips. So I wouldn't eat them.
Oh my God.
But
you're not real confident in your willpower.
Well, no, that's why I've been seeing these people. But it's been tough.
But you know, with some of that, that's the hard thing too. It's my wife. I'm
can't
not perfect.
It.
It's grabbing a bag of chips and going sitting on the couch.
Yeah. No.
How about put it in a bowl and say, "There's your portion."
Don't bring it in the house. Don't bring it in the house, Jim. I mean, John.
Mark Houston, Bellin Sports Medicine is with us. Teddy Stefaniak will be coming up. Kevin Burkle from Burkle's One Block Over will be coming up. He will be sponsoring our Football Friday segment with number 7, the Magic Man, Don Majkowski, joining us at 8:06. And then our music series with Dennis from the Glam Band, brought to you by the Heights Pub and Parlor, Amelia Ford with live music. Lots coming up. Back after this. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle
with you. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Chihuahua.
On the next Nightlight, Civic Media Sports Director Jimmy Cuska drops by to give us a preview of this weekend's Packer game. And it's a bar band Friday night as Max Inc.'s Terry Barr joins the show with new music.
Nightlight with Chihuahua. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.